This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. As the United States and European countries decrease their use of coal-fired power plants, so too do countries on the Asian continent. The share of coal in India's total power generation dipped below 50% in the first quarter of 2024, the first time since the 1960s. In India, renewable energy accounted for 72% of the energy added by India in the first quarter of this year. The use of coal for electricity, including the dirtiest coal, lignite, in India's total power generation is diminishing. The renewable energy trend is well ahead of India's target of achieving 50% power generation capacity from non-fossil fuel-based sources by 2030. The decline in coal-fired power generation in India mirrors a global trend, with demand for coal in G7 countries hitting record lows in 2023, levels not seen since 1900. G7 countries pledged last month to phase out all unabated coal power generation by 2035, building on their commitment to halt all construction of new coal-fired power plants. And at the United Nations COP28 climate change conference in December last year, world leaders reached a historic agreement to transition away from planet-warming fossil fuels and triple the global renewable energy capacity by 2030. India is joining these goals, with a record 69 gigawatts of renewable energy added to its energy portfolio, surpassing the central government's target of 50 gigawatts a year. India has risen to third place in the world's solar power generation rankings, trailing only China and the U.S. Worldwide, solar power generated a record 5.5% of global electricity in 2023, with India generating 5.8% of its electricity from solar last year. Solar remains the world's fastest growing electricity source for the 19th consecutive year in 2023, adding more than twice as much new electricity worldwide as coal. Despite the forecasts of snow through the weekend, the Montana Department of Transportation confirmed plans to open the High Alpine and High Altitude Beartooth Highway south of Red Lodge on Friday. Highway crews have cleared snow from the Montana section of the 70 miles of U.S. Highway 212, stretching from Cook City to Red Lodge and into Wyoming, in anticipation of the seasonal opening. The Montana Department of Transportation said, "Preparations vary from year to year depending on how much snow we have up there. This year it's been pretty light, so the boys made pretty quick work," a spokesman said. Road crews with plows and snowblowers typically start clearing the Beartooth Highway around April 15th. After clearing snow and rocks, they reinstall guardrails and patch asphalt and fill holes. Despite the forecast of 1 to 2 feet of snow in the Absaroka Beartooth Mountains this weekend, officials remain optimistic that they will open the highway. Meteorologists with the National Weather Service in Billings are warning of spring snowstorms this Memorial Day weekend. Fairly heavy and wet snowfall Thursday and Friday in southwest and south-central Montana will be followed by another round of snow Saturday and Sunday after a brief break. For travelers planning to use the highway soon after it opens, please check forecasts at 511mt.net. If conditions are too poor, the opening will be moved to Saturday or Sunday. Even if the Beartooth Highway can be opened Memorial Day weekend, the highway will then be closed Tuesday through midday Thursday next week for paving activities on one switchback, according to the Montana Department of Transportation. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.